Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A Greek prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and the disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it, and when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when the people have drunk freely, an inferior one, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A stranger, the first miracle of Jesus performed is not healing or saving a dead man to life. The first miracle is to change the water into wine. It's a wedding feast. So you can see that Jesus wishing everything is perfect for a human being. So it's not that when we are sick and we have need to ask Jesus, even when we don't need anything, just give thanks to Jesus. Just whatever he will give us, we just ask for. And also we can ask our Heavenly Mother to intercede for us. A simple word, our Heavenly Mother says, "They have no wine." Even Jesus said, "It's not our business." But then, if he followed the advice of his mother, it's so interesting. Our Heavenly Mother worked closely with Jesus, so let us have confidence in seeking the help of our Heavenly Mother. She's the one who look after us and ask that Jesus to give the faith in her, in his mother. Whatever we do, we want just to follow the will of God. So our Heavenly Mother knows what we need. Please, before Jesus, ask for the grace that we need. Thank you, Heavenly Mother. Thank you, Jesus.